Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome once again to Border Crossings. And it's always fun to have a former American Idol contestant on the show to talk about his or her experiences on the TV show, which is in its second incarnation right now here in the United States. The show is enjoying a new success, new life on a new network, with a whole new cast of judges. And we'd like to welcome to our program today a young man who finished in the top five and did very well. And he's been busy touring and promoting a brand new album and having a lot of success doing it. It's Francisco Martin, who's with us here on The Voice of America. Great to have you on the show today. Nice to talk to you and to meet you. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
It's great to have you in the studios. Now, first of all, how did you come to decide that you wanted to be a contestant on American Idol? Why did you decide that platform would be a great place for you and your music?
Funny thing, I actually didn't decide. It was my parents that actually forced me to. When I was going through a rough patch in 2019, they were like, maybe you should try for this vocal television show. And I was like super insecure. I was like, I'm not going to make it. No. And then it was just a whole week of just fighting about it. And then the day before I was supposed to actually audition for it, I caved and I was like, I'm going to do it. I'll just do it. And then it worked out in my favor, which is great. And I'm so happy to make that decision.
It turned out obviously very well because you were on the show quite, you went quite far, quite deep, as they say. And you made it to the top 10, top 20, whatever, and then into the top five. And you tackled some very big songs, and ultimately in the end, you know, Harry Styles song, and you sang a number of big songs and did very well and got a lot of votes. But it's an interesting choice for somebody who, you know, you've been very open about this, who's been dealing with issues like anxiety and depression and things like that. So, you know, why would your parents feel that that was a great a therapy outlet for somebody who's dealing with the challenges you were dealing with?
Yeah. My parents have actually been really supportive of my music and me doing music in general. Music has always been an outlet for me. And I always felt like I can always express myself. But at that time, I just wasn't doing any music. I wasn't singing as often as I used to. And like when they found the opportunity, they told me, hey, this would be good for you. And I kind of just did it. And in the long run, it actually helped me a lot. It took me out of that mental stride I was in. And I became way more confident after that show and like met so many new people who are my friends, like still to this day. And it's great. I actually love that I did it. And yeah, wouldn't trade it for the world, because now I'm doing a really awesome career and I'm really happy that where I'm really happy where I'm at, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. How old are you now?
Just woke up. 20.
You're only 20. Wow. Mm-hmm. So that would have made you 18, I guess, at the time you decided to pursue American Idol.
18. And then I turned 19 during the show. Yeah. 2 years now. It's crazy.
Now that is amazing to just imagine that there you are, 18 and, just a young teenager, and you put yourself in such a vulnerable place, because to be on a TV show which has, over 15 million, 20 million viewers, mm-hmm. and you're being judged by those viewers, and you're being judged by these three stars, Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Katy Perry, for all to see.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
It's weird, right? I can't even believe that I did that. I think a lot of it had to do with not paying attention to that portion of the show. I would go on and perform and then would leave the performance and then not think about it and just didn't look at any comments or any anything that kind of was in the realm of people judging me, because at the time I was very quote unquote, insecure and vulnerable. From time to time though, I do look back and I read the comments and be like, oh, it was great, great things that were said. A lot of the times I thought people were going to judge me for being super anxious and super sweaty. And, and especially in that first audition where I was just, it was just showers and showers of sweat. And I thought I was going to get judged, but people actually resonated with what I was going through. And I'm
we're
glad
talking
that.
With Francisco Martin of American Idol fame, and you now have some new music out. Is the new song a part of an album, a project? Explain how this is working out for you.
Oh yeah, this new song is actually a part of an EP that I'm working on, and it's going to be released sometime next year. It's different from my previous music, and I'm actually really excited to have that whole project out. I'm still working on it, though.
And you wrote this yourself? If You Need Me, you've written this?
Yes, I did. I did. I mean, yeah. I don't know why I had to think about that. I did. It was just a random idea that I had in my head, and then fleshed it out one day, and then made the demo while I was in Nashville tracking some other songs, which is great. But
So is this something you've always done? Have you been a songwriter all along, or?
No, I actually started songwriting in 2019 during American Idol, which is great. Still really new to it, and I love doing it.
Wow. Now it's not an easy thing to do, to be a songwriter. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at all the young songwriters today, you know, the Tate McRae's and the Billie Eilish's and the people like that, I mean, it's something they've been doing and working on for many years, and you know, they didn't just start. So what have you been, I mean, tell me how you've been learning to do this, and what advice, let's say, for example, on American Idol, what was the best advice? You have three legends who are coaching you along the way. What was the best advice you got out of that?
Just basically, like, from Lionel, I think when he told me you were kind of bred to do this, it kind of felt nice to hear that, especially from a legend like him. I kind of took that and didn't, I kind of, I take a lot of things with a grain of salt. And that one piece of advice was kind of something that stuck with me and made me more confident in what I was doing, because in reality, I wasn't feeling that confident in where I was, but also had to question, like, oh, if I'm here, and a lot of people, other people can be here, then there must be a reason, right? So I'm kind of grateful that he told me that, because I still remember that to this day, which is great.
All right. Well, you're going to do some songs first. You're going to perform for us today. So what's the first song that you're going to sing?
If You Need Me.
Oh, the new single. All right. So we're going to check it out right now. We're going to have Francisco Martin perform his new single here live. This is the first time, I guess this is a worldwide premiere, because we are broadcasting to the world right now. So Francisco Martin is going to sing the new song, If You Need Me, right here on Border Crossing. So let's check it out.
Something it's so scary. And I know you feel like everything is changed, but I promise I will be there if you need me, 'cause nothing could ever push me away, even if it's late. And he's keeping you up, or if he leaves and you cry, wondering if you're enough. If the world shuts down, you don't have to make a sound, 'cause if you need me, I'll be around. Darling, if you need me, I'll be around.
That's Francisco Martin, and the new song is If You Need Me, and it's a worldwide premiere, live, in 100 countries around the world for millions and millions of people. So tell me where you were, what was going on when you wrote that song? What was in your head? Where were you? What space were you in?
I was kind of in a lonely headspace. A friend of mine got in a fight with me, and then kind of left on bad terms. And then I think I was sitting on my couch, and I just listened to a John Mayer album or something like that. And then remembered him in an interview talking about, like, I wrote the song before it even became a song, and was laughing about it in my head. And then kind of like had this phrase, if you need me, stuck in my mind for a couple of days. And it kind of just, I kind of just started dialing down into that topic. And then I started thinking about it before the song was even created. And then I kind of had this, like, I was like, oh cool, these melody ideas are great. And I started thinking about all these different lyrics that kind of correlate to needing somebody and being there for them. And then kind of wrote down, jotted on these notes on my phone, and felt this comfortability where I was like, oh, I think I can write this. And then like 5 minutes later, I had like the whole song finished, I think. And then I like tweaked it while I was in Nashville, and then made the demo, and it became the record in my Airbnb, which is great. So the record was a demo of something that I created in Nashville just in under an hour, which is great.
Really? You made this whole record in just under an hour?
Yeah, I had my guitar and I had my recording equipment in the Airbnb, because I always travel with it. Just in case you'll find a record, you know, and that's exactly what happened. And I started tracking vocals, and it was like late at night. It was like 12 a.m. And then I added some subtle things here and there. It's a very simple record. And then was really excited about it, then sent it to my team. And I was like, I think this is the next one. And got it mixed and mastered the next week. And yeah, it got released.
Now, this is not your first song. You've had a couple of other singles out. You had Swollen, Bittersweet. You've had a couple of other singles, a couple of other songs out that have done very well for you already. Mm-hmm. Since you were on American Idol a couple of years ago, and you did so well. And so things have gone well for you so far. So this is the next venture, but this is a part of a new EP?
Yes. Bittersweet and If You Need Me are definitely going to be on this new project. I think it's kind of swaying away from my previous stuff and like going into the more pop alternative realm, which I'm really excited about. I'm really excited to just kind of evolve and get into this new era of music. And yeah, it's just fun working on new things and not staying in the same lane, and like having that platform because I was on a television show definitely helps a lot and keeps the fans engaged and kind of makes me more comfortable with what I'm doing. 'Cause like, I feel like a lot of people now like understand what I'm trying to do as an artist, and kind of, this is the new chapter of who I am, which is great.
So, I mean, you know, help us understand what are you trying to do as an artist? I mean, let us know, let us into the world, you know, of Francisco. Yeah. Martin, what would you like to achieve? What is the message that you're conveying? Are you kind of, you know, pursuing the Harry Styles lane? Are you pursuing the Justin Bieber lane? Are you where do you best fit?
I think I'm doing my own lane, where I'm like kind of just figuring it out as I go. I mean, I obviously want to be kind of I guess like I want to be where I can feel comfortable like releasing music and people just being excited about it and kind of following regardless of whether it sounds and whether how it sounds, and just like playing tours and like playing more tours. I just got off my first one a couple weeks ago, which is great, and kind of I want to keep doing that and kind of keep pushing the creative front. I mean, like I can go from acoustic to like pop songs, and like I don't know what's after that, you know. It's just nice to kind of figure it out as I go, because a lot of the time I'm kind of just figuring it out as I go, even though I do try to plan out all these things. But yeah, I mean, like I'm just trying to do the best I can, writing good songs that kind of resonate with the old people and the young people. You know, it doesn't really, it doesn't really matter to me who's listening, you know, just in case, just so that they resonate with it. I think that's the main thing. And like kind of connecting people with my music, even if they don't hear it live or they're just listening to it on the record, you know.
How far along are you with completing the EP?
I'd say I'm like not even close. The problem with me is I just kind of I like have songs in mind, and I have a set amount of songs that I want, and I write them down on a chalkboard, and then I'll start writing new ones, or I'll like forget about the other ones. Like I have a sporadic type of creative energy, and like I can never kind of settle down on like the songs that these are the songs, and like I'm trying to like train myself just like these are the songs, just focus on these ones, don't create anymore, because I get excited, overly excited about songs that I've written that day, and then I get really excited about it and then forget about the other ones, and then kind of like have this decision fatigue where I'm like I don't know what to do. So yeah, I'm kind of I have an idea of what I want it to sound like, and like I have songs that are written and they're getting produced. I'm producing them and like having some collaborators on. That's a lot of what this project is, just kind of have more collaborators, because in that first EP I was kind of just by myself just doing everything. But yeah, it was it's a different experience, and like I'm just excited to for my fans to just kind of listen to the new stuff, which is great. And seems like they like it, which is great.
Sounds a little ADD.
Yeah, and I do have ADHD, so it's like it's definitely on brand for me, because I'm like oh, I like this song, and then like I write another song, I'm like, oh man, now I can't choose, and then yeah. But I came off the tour and I sang a lot of the new songs that I'm gonna probably release, and like just kind of getting a feel and like a look of how the fans react and which ones they resonate with more. And even that's not enough for me, because I'm like, oh, I don't really know if I like that one. But then
you want more, yeah, you want more.
Yeah, we have some girls crying in the corner to like a song of mine that isn't released yet. And I'm like, isn't that not powerful enough to kind of want you to make you like release that? But yeah.
All right, we're talking with American Idol finalist Francisco Martin, who has a new song and a new EP on the way. The new song is on the way. It's already out, but the new EP will be out in 2022, I imagine. So let's listen to some new music. What are you going to sing for us next?
I'm actually going to sing an older one, Swollen.
What's it called?
Swollen.
Swollen. All right. So this is a song that you've already, I guess, released, right? This is this is one of
my first.
We're going to check out Swollen. Francisco Martin here on Border Crossings.
In your body, you forgot about with a pretty face on a sweet voice, telling me lies like you were found whatever. You go home, yeah, you go home, you go home, go say, scared to hold. standing there while you were looking around, 'cause you were sipping on me, walking on ice when I approached you. Looked in your eyes and now I'm falling slowly. You go on, go on, go on. Yeah, you go on, you go on, go on, go on. And I love the way you say you say.
Francisco Martin's our guest, and we were just listening to Swollen, which is a song that you had out a while ago, actually a few months ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it's actually a year and a half ago now.
A year and a half. Well, that's more than a few months.
Yeah.
So tell me about that song. How did that song come about?
Oh, I actually wrote that on the show. Like, just kind of, it was December, I think, of 2019, I think. And it's been a long time since I wrote that song. It was one of the first songs I've actually ever written, seriously ever written. But I kind of just got influenced by like all the different people that I was seeing on that show and all the different people I was meeting, and kind of just took that and ran with it, because like I just saw a lot of new experiences before me, and kind of just felt like inspired to just kind of write something. And I kind of picked up that chord progression early on and kind of just started fiddling with it for the next weeks. And then when I met this group of people, and there was like this girl in that group that I kind of just was digging at the time, and then kind of I fell for her, because it's kind of dramatic saying that, because I didn't know her, but also like it kind of felt nice to use that as an idea for a song. And then that became Swollen. And I tend to like make my songs feel like they're bigger than they are, you know, bigger than they seem. And like, I think that's the beauty of songwriting, kind of just taking a minuscule idea and like expanding it further into this one huge topic, which is great. And that's exactly what I did with Swollen. And it was my first record, which is great. And had my friend Julia hop on it, who's actually on that show too. And it did really well, and I'm like really thankful for that.
Did you get the girl that you were interested in on the show?
Nah, she had a boyfriend.
Ah,
yeah. Yeah, it sucks. It's all good. It's
did she know that you wrote that song about her? Did you ever tell her, hey,
I think I said it in an interview one time. I don't think she keeps up with me.
Really? And she okay, well, maybe she'll figure it out. Maybe she'll know that song is for her. Who knows?
Yeah.
Francisco Martin, and you just finished your first ever tour. So what was that all about? Tell me how that felt. That must be kind of cool, you know?
It was so fun. I had a great time. I don't think I've had that much fun in a while. It was a lot of just new experiences and adventure. And like, I got to be with my friends for most of it. And like, I'm just really grateful to be on it, to have been on tour actually. Seeing the fans for the first time is actually really crazy, because I was in the COVID season of American Idol, where I just didn't get to experience the fan interactions, and like, it was all on social media. And like, I don't really do well with like social media, like, and fan interactions, because it doesn't feel as deeply connected as you would be if you're with the fan in a person, you know. And I met a lot of the fans in person, and it was just super uplifting for me, super inspiring. I had a great time. The shows were great. Like, a lot of people came out and just to watch me. And like, I had my friend Hunter open up for me, which is great. He's great. He's such a talented dude. And yeah, I kind of like, I just miss performing. I grew up performing all my life in a band, and finally getting to have that opportunity to perform my own songs and like play all these instruments in front of all these people who came to see me is great. Like, I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I just, the off show things, like the kind of like the hanging out with friends and like running around in hotel rooms and like, just, you know, just doing young, dumb things. It's just great. And like,
you mentioned playing all these instruments. You played drums initially when you were a little boy, and then as you got older, you picked up a number of instruments. How many do you play? What are the instruments you play?
I play the guitar. I just picked up electric, which is kind of fun now, because I'm like learning all these skills, and it's great. It's kind of like a gold mine for me right now, because I'm just kind of like, we'll pull up a song and just start playing to it, which is like the most exciting thing for me right now. And drums, obviously, the piano, the bass. And I produce too, so it's like, I'll like grab some synths and stuff and like kind of mess around with them. It's great. I mean, like, my dad's definitely the person who influenced me to do music and to play instruments.
So you listened to his music growing up?
Yeah, I did. It was a mixture of my mom's and my brother's. My brother listened to R&B. My mom listened to like singer-songwriter, like music, like Norah Jones. My dad was into like 70s rock bands and like 80s music. And it was just a mixture of all these things. And like, I would play these cover songs for people growing up. I think that's the reason why I like kind of would like to resonate with a broader group of people, not just one group of people. And like, I don't know, growing up all my life, I just heard different types of melodies, like hundreds of melodies all the time, because it was just different music, you know. And like, melody is definitely my strong suit for sure when it comes to writing songs, and I think that comes from like just growing up listening to different sounds.
Now, do you remember the feeling you had when you first went into the room to audition, and there you saw, I mean, the reality struck that there's Katy Perry and Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan. There they are in the rooms the first time. I mean, because as you sing throughout the levels and the tryouts to get to that point, you sing for producers, you know, and so they're looking for people with the it factor. I mean, they're looking not only for the really, really polished good singers, they're looking for some bad people that make for good TV too.
Right.
And so then you get to that point and there you are, you're in the room on television for those millions of people, and here are these three superstars. You remember that moment? What were you thinking?
It just kind of, I saw them. I think I saw Katy first, and then kind of like it went black. It just went black. I kind of just didn't even really speak. I kind of just started. The funny thing is I kind of was okay before that. Like, kind of was like, I'm going to walk in, just do the, I'm going to sing. And that's it. And that I'm just going to walk out. And then like my body just like, literally like gave up on me and like wasn't there for me. It just definitely like threw me under the bus. And like from there on, when I looked up and I saw like Katy Perry and like her eyes and stuff, like she has very, very, very like perplexing eyes. Like, it's just kind of like, get, it's just like, it makes, I got intimidated, but which is the reason
I've had Katie and Luke have been on the show before, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Can you sing a little bit of what you sang when you did that first audition? Just off the cuff, just right now, just make it real spontaneous, just like it was then. Just go ahead and sing.
Oh, with the guitar and stuff?
Yeah, just right now. However you did it when you did it then.
Okay.
Just take you back to that moment in time where you just all of a sudden were called into the room and said, okay, Francisco Martin, go ahead. You're on now.
Yeah.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains and walked off you. And I walked off an old me.
Wonderful. That this is the point where Katy Perry goes, yeah, I feel my love again.
Yeah. I didn't even realize they did all that stuff until I watched it back. It was actually,
of course, when you get out, you say, what happened? What did they do?
Yeah, I don't know. When I got back, I was like, I think this went terrible. I got the golden ticket, but I was just like, I think people are gonna make fun of me for just the way I was before all that stuff, you know?
But it's amazing.
Everybody resonated with it, which is great.
Mm. And unfortunately, as you pointed out just a bit ago, you had all this happen during COVID.
Yeah.
So this will always be something not only memorable because of the great things that happened, but memorable because you did this at a time unlike any other time in our lifetimes. The last time we had to deal with a pandemic like this was 100 years ago. Hopefully we'll not deal with this again in our lifetimes, but you know, you were virtual. We were all face masked. You had no audience in the studio. It was very, very different. You feel a little gypped. I mean, you didn't get the American Idol tour that every other season did.
Yeah. I mean, I felt a little sad about the whole thing. I think the last time I performed on stage for American Idol was during Hawaii. And that was fun. And I would have loved to kind of do more of that, you know, kind of do the live shows and experience that and see the fans in the crowd and just have that whole entire thing happen. But I think they did pretty well for being kind of just spontaneous and kind of just doing live shows from home and just have that quick turnaround and sending all this equipment to us and saying, all right, we're going to continue the show, and that's that. And we're like, all right, great. You know, they could have definitely canceled it, or they could have definitely postponed stuff, you know, and who knew at the time what time when they were going to start up again, you know. But I think one thing I learned from that is definitely to kind of just be grateful for the things that I went through during that show, especially during when the pandemic hit, you know, and doing my own thing now, being an artist and kind of branching out into my own and kind of entering this new chapter in my artist life. I didn't get to do the American Idol tour, but I got to do my own headlining tour, which is great. And I get to release all this new music and have a very supportive team behind me. It's great. And meeting all these friends when I moved to LA and kind of, it's just great. I think I won in my books, you know?
Yeah. That's good. It's on your own terms. What's 2022 plan for you? What are we happening in the Francisco Martin's life next year?
Yeah. Definitely the EP, more singles coming. I want to do some more supporting act tours kind of opening up for artists on tour. Like, I think that that's where I kind of shine more, is kind of on tour and kind of being on the road. My voice is a little like kind of tired, and it's finally coming up to me where I'm like, I've been singing for like a month and a half and like going hard and not sleeping, and I'm like, every single day I was like, I'm fine, I'm doing good. And I think I was just like on a dopamine high, where like I kind of just was just excited to be in different places. And I just got back like home in LA like a day and a half ago, which is great. Wow. I was just traveling ever since then. But yeah, I think my body's fine. Like, we're good. Just stay here. And so we can like recover, you know.
Do you have a new name for the EP? Have you thought of it? Kicked a name or a couple names around?
Yeah, I actually have like a name already for it. Like, I think that's going to be the set name. And it's weird because I was walking in, it's a weird story. I was walking in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery for the first time with a manager, because she wanted to show me around just different historic things in LA. And then like I walked by this sign. It was really sad. It said, "What if OL?" Like, what if OL? And I just like kind of looked at it, and me and my manager looked at it, and I was like, that's a really cool like phrase, you know, like what if this happened, but oh well, you know. And I think that really kind of ties in with the songs that I'm doing and kind of like the energy that I want to put in this EP. And yeah, it's weird that I took it from a cemetery.
So that's what you're going to call it? What if, oh well?
Yeah, what if, ... oh well.
All right, yeah. You'd be the first artist ever sued by a cemetery for plagiarism.
Yes. right. I mean, it's Hollywood Forever Cemetery, so.
Yeah. Francisco Martin is talking with us. We got one more song. Time for one more of the last song. So what song are you going to play for us?
I think I want to do an older one. I wanted to do the single that I released afterwards, after Swollen, Wild Girl, because I really love that song.
All right. Wild Girl. Here's Francisco Martin on Border Crossings.
Love you like the way I do.
Border Crossings and Francisco Martin, and that is a song called Wild Girl. And was that about a wild girl, or where did that song come from?
I think I got influenced by kind of writing songs about being in a wild relationship, kind of not a wild relationship, but like being in a free relationship where like you were like, I kind of took it from the girl's perspective where like you want to feel like independent and like free and like doing your own thing and like without being controlled by, you know, your significant other or something like that. And it's definitely a song for the ladies, and kind of like I definitely knew that I was writing a song about that. And kind of like I knew from the minute that like I made that song that like it was going to be one of those things where like I'm definitely going to play forever, because like I kind of just love the vibe. And like I played it on tour, and like every single time I played, like all ladies just got up and started dancing, you know? So it's just great. I think it's one of those, I'm very happy to have one of those songs, one of those songs that like kind of make people feel good, you know? It's a feel good song. And yeah.
You're going to find out quickly, if you make the ladies feel good, everybody else feels good.
Yeah.
Francisco Martin is our guest. Thank you very much for keeping us company today and giving us a chance to get into your world and get to know you a little bit better. If people want to find out more about the EP or yourself or the tour that is coming up in 2022, where do they go? Where can they find out about you?
My Instagram, Francisco Martin Music, and my Twitter, Francisco with an O, Francisco Martin, and my website, franciscomartin.org.
All right. Are you, what's your ethnic background? You look Hispanic. You might be,
I'm Filipino.
Filipino, kumustaka.
Oh yeah. I'm good. I can't really speak the language though, which kind
of, no, you don't speak Tagalog.
I wish I could. I can cook the food though, which is great.
Yeah. Well, we're heard and seen in the Philippines, so I'm sure you'll have lots of kampampangan who are going to love you, and hopefully you'll get to tour there because they would love to have you there. But thank you very much for joining us. You know, it's great to meet you, great to get to know you, and we'll get the new EP. And when you perform in D.C., and hopefully within the next year, you know, things will open up for the government, and we'll be back in our studios. I don't have to broadcast from home. We'll have you in our studio and come in and have you in VOA in the proper setting.
I'd love to. Thank you so much.
Love to have you back. Nice to meet you. Thank you very much for joining us. Francisco Martin is his name. The new EP coming out in 2022. My name is Larry London. And you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.